Mr. President, you've said before that torture works. You've praised Russia. You've said you want to ban some Muslims from coming to America. You've suggested there should be punishment for abortion. For many people in Britain, those sound like alarming beliefs. What do you say to our viewers at home who are worried about some of your views and worried about you becoming the leader of the free world?
This was your choice of a question.
There goes that relationship.
Generation of Parkers, never no negative shine. Predator get the bread, then get some head from a ten or a dime. Any competitor get beheaded, the rest left in the pine box. Life stops like my pops, my rhyme drops. Busting your eye socket, turn you into Cyclops. Mr. Parker, spin them classic throwbacks. Underground soul tracks, they're hanging them gold plaques. Fine start, deliver fine art with divine heart. The mic shark, more jazzier than Django Reinhardt. Defecate on your mental, stains on your thick brains. Only in America, Don King, played by Ving Rhames. Demonology books, ministers live within flames. Superstitious murderous witch hunts by King James. Do it!
Making crowds scream, touring overseas, blazing beats, staying supreme. You know that he's gonna do it. Scratching the mix of opera, rapping so vicious with immaculate transitions. Shit, you know he's gonna do it. Fulfilling his destiny, making a legacy. But let him see how it's meant to be. You know that he's gonna do it. Hoping hip hop survive time with a divine mind. Open your eyes wide, oh yeah, it's prime time. The squad got more animals than Noah's Ark. Scale so bizarre, out of this world, like my home is Mars. Flowing sharp as a knife edge. With the mindset and Napoleon Bonaparte, pulling down it. A pen is stronger than Poseidon's trident. Whenever I'm writing, I turn to a piece like a lichen. Second, whatever he's just over Naruto. So whenever I'm fighting, me and Predator Prime are the iconics. I'm rewinding. Do it. Making crowds scream, touring overseas, blazing peace, staying supreme. You know that he's gonna do it. Scratching the mix of opera, rapping so vicious with immaculate transitions. Shit, you know he's gonna do it. Fulfilling his destiny, making a legacy. But let him see how it's meant to be. You know that he's gonna do it. Hoping hip hop survive time.
Let us begin. Freestyle or written with a pen. The crowd jumps up when Prime starts to spin. I'm going in to the end. I'm top five and I'm top ten. I rock live and bop then. Shot them. These corny say rappers, I'm not them. We rob them when we spot them. They talking on computer, they don't come out the home. They on YouTube watching KRS on their phone. Where I come from, these cowards get two and they don't. Too many youngins walking around thinking they grown. I taking them home. Prime sets the tone with headphones cross-made the mix and your mind's blown. My prime tone has shown that I'm grown. DJ Prime cuts the record down to the bone. And now they got me rocking on the microphone. Predator Prime all over the world, he's known.
Do it. Making crowds scream, touring overseas, blazing beats, staying supreme. You know that he's gonna do it. Scratching the mix of opera, rapping so vicious with immaculate transitions. Shit, you know he's gonna do it. Fulfilling his destiny, making a legacy. But let him see how it's meant to be. You know that he's gonna do it. Up in hip hop, survive time with a divine mind. Open your eyes wide, oh yeah, it's prime time.
Respect the mothers. It's our show right here, broadcasting live. It's January 28th, 1 month in already. Wow, it's kind of been going by pretty quickly. I am conscious, and I'll be making some changes to the site. You are, sir.
I am Beat Unique.
You are mad loud. Okay.
You.
Okay, go ahead.
I am Beat Unique, and I be frustrated.
Oh, where? What's going on, sir?
Everything that's going on right now.
What
can't
do you mean?
Take it. This is a lot, man. It's a lot to handle. It's too much. Overload.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I had to take my jacket off just now. I'm getting all hot.
It is pretty cold here, so thank you for bringing the weather down with you.
You're welcome.
Speaking of hot, that first track, Homegrown Ozone Orlando Hip Hop, that was Predator Prime featuring Ari the Rugged Man and SB the Anomaly and KRS-One, hosted by Schizo. The track is called Prime Time. All right. Making sure everything's cool. All right. So, yeah. So, you're tuning into our show. Thank you guys once again. Every week, Saturdays, 5 to, 7 p.m. mostly, Eastern Standard Time. And, yeah. So, sir, you've been to some places.
Been to some places, man. Seen some things.
Like, what are some of these things you've seen?
Seen and heard.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of great posters. I was at that walk.
That was
Women's March. Yeah, the Women's March.
All right. That happened last week.
Saw a great speaker. There were so many people, we didn't get there early enough.
Yeah. Well, what time did you get there? Like, set it up. So where did you stay? Like, where were you? Were you in D.C.?
No, I was in Alexandria.
Okay.
It was
so
full.
Virginia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So Virginia. So we would take the metro in, and it was packed. We got there on Friday, the inauguration day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Well, I mean, it probably wasn't that packed.
Yo, I'm not kidding. The trains weren't that packed when I got in.
Really?
Like, people were leaving. Like, there were a couple people on my bus from the metro station to take us to the hotel.
Yeah.
But the next day?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Full.
Wow.
Full. Lots of pink hats.
So what time did you, like, get up to go out there?
We had to be up at 6:30. It's actually not that far. It's just transportation with everything closed off. You don't know how long it's going to be. Luckily, with the train, it's easy. You just, you walk everywhere.
All right.
Got up mad early because we were doing a pre-rally at 6th and I Synagogue.
Okay.
So they were getting everybody, and we got a, they did like a, because it was on Shabbat, so. We did a service at the synagogue, had a really good speaker there. I'm going to try and pull audio and maybe do that for track of the week so some people could hear it.
All right.
After that, we went out, got a police escort to walk. We marched in the streets all the way to the rally.
Wow. So from the synagogue to the rally.
To the rally.
How many blocks was that?
I don't know. I think it was like 2 miles.
I don't know
how many blocks it was in a mile.
So about how many people were there
at the synagogue
that were there for the rally?
Over 100 people.
Wow.
Over 100 people. Wow. Just for that synagogue. There were other Jewish organizations doing their own thing.
Okay. So you were there because of the Jewish organization, or you were just going anyway?
There were so many. Planned Parenthood had one. We're trying to...
So what did
my
you
wife
go
is
for?
Jewish. My wife is Jewish.
Okay.
And she thought that would be one of the more organized ones, and she wanted to represent for Jewish women and the Jewish voice to show their, there are so many different groups, there, and that she wanted to be part of that group. We almost did Planned Parenthood. There was another one for Florida. They had a thing at the Cap. One of the Congress, Library of Congress has a few buildings. They're like all the representatives were there. We almost did that one. But we were trying to get with an organized group that, they had a police escort.
Wow.
It was good. The speaker was good, ramped up. They had a few.
All right. So you got there then. What time did you get to?
We got there at, I think, 10 or 9 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
And the march didn't start till like... it ran late, like 1.
Yeah, because
we
I was watching it
forever.
Online. Yeah, I was watching it online. And so they had all the performances and the speakers.
Yeah,
and
I
all
didn't see any of that.
No? So
there was one video screen.
Okay, so you weren't close enough to... So that's what you're saying. So you weren't even...
Nope, they didn't have speakers. Because they were only expecting 200,000.
Mm.
So there were speakers all the way out to a certain point. But then, you just heard waves of... Woo! and it would just like carry. You heard it like a wave.
Yeah.
And then everybody would just start doing it.
Wow.
But everybody was cool, man. Everybody was talking about what was going on. And yeah. A lot of chants and, you know, one thing, a lot of women there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I would hope so.
Yeah. It's one of the reasons why I went, but I never heard the P word so much in my life. They were owning that word and transforming it to their own thing, man.
Nice.
So it was great.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice.
But they actually, we couldn't take the route, the normal route, because it was already full.
Wow.
Like so many rows were full. So they're just like, just go to the the lawn.
Okay.
Not the White House lawn, but we were supposed to head up, go straight, march to the White House.
Okay.
But we just marched like a whole nother route.
Wow.
Yo, we marched all the way there, and it was pretty much where the rally was over, so all the roads were open, so they were like...
So you guys were walking in the streets, basically, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were pretty much open, like there were no cars, they were all closed, roads were closed, but at a certain time... There's so many people walking, and it took so long that roads weren't open anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people were pretty respective. We walked,
respectful?
Respectful.
Respective and respectful.
Oh, man. And we walked all the way there, and then where we were supposed to go, and then we're like, okay, we've been standing in one place, basically.
Mm.
Another thing, I never had my butt touched so much in my life in one period of time. Because everybody was trying to move and figure out what...
Yeah.
Like, it was confusing. There wasn't actually a really good app, like, communicating with people if you were on it. Like, stay there.
Yeah. The Women's March website was pretty... I'm into web design, you know, so it was pretty good.
It was pretty organized. Yeah, the app was, too. Mm. You could actually talk to them right in the message board, and they would answer back.
That's dope.
Because I was letting them know, I'm like, people are starting to leave or moving. I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
But then people, they're like, just go.
Mm.
And everybody just started marching and had drums. And
wow.
There was one big We the People, and everybody signed it, and they were carrying it.
Wow.
To the White House.
Wow.
It was pretty incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. Very energizing.
Yeah.
But then when I get home, like.
You slept till now.
Oh,
you slept till like hours ago.
It was such a crazy week at work and stuff. But when I got home, it like kind of buried me again.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So. It just,
you know, I mean, but from what I'm seeing, I'm hoping that it just kind of keeps carrying on, which is cool.
I think this is gonna be something. They opened something. There are people doing things and there are active people.
Yeah,
but I think this opened a huge can of worms because this is pushing me to somebody, you know, where I wanted to go, but this is pushing me much faster into the direction, you know, as a person that I wanted to go.
Nice.
So. I'm sure there's other people that feel the same way.
Yeah,
you know. So, it's just insane, man.
Nice. It's, I mean, insane. We'll see. I mean, yeah. Hopefully.
I mean, right now, no one planned that protest that's going on at JFK right now.
Yeah.
Somebody reported that they detained those two Iraq people. They're there now.
All right. We'll do some more research on that because you know how the internet
it's
is.
Very new. Oh so, yeah, it's very new. Yeah.
All right, but real quick, so about the website, you know what I'm saying, again. So you may notice if you go to knowbetterhiphop.com, that is knowbetterhiphop.com, because at the end of the day, we're a radio show. And I want the site, I want people to be able to, the first thing they see when they go to the website is audio, because we're a radio show. So I want that to be the first thing. And so the way the site was, we had like the fan map, we had a bunch of stuff going on. And so at its core, I want the site to load quickly and have music, have the audio for people who just may happen to browse by, right? So I was watching something and it was like about Google and how back in the day before Google, all the different like Yahoo, some of the other website searches, search engines, Yahoo and whoever, I don't remember any more of them, like AOL, they would have all these things all over the page, like maps and these things, all this other stuff. But Google, when it came out, it was just like that one thing there. And
search bar.
Yeah, and it's loaded so quickly. People were like, what? That was it? You know what I mean? And so that's what I wanted for the radio show. So if you go to knowbetterhiphop.com, the first thing is just the latest show, the image, and the audio player. And a button if you want to know better. So I figured for anybody passing by that happens to search for hip-hop or what have you, goes to the website, like, oh, click play. So it loads within like 3 seconds. You know what I mean? And so they can click play, you turn it into the show. And if you want to know more, then you can press the button and now unleash all the goodness that is our show at NoBetterHipHop.com. So, so you guys can check that out if you so choose. And then for the people who interact with the site more, it'll ask you if you're like on Chrome and I think maybe Safari, it'll ask you like, hey, do you want to add this to your home screen? And if you do that, then the site is like an app where it will put the logo on your home screen. You can click that and it'll bypass everything and jump you right into the first page. You know what I mean? So
fancy.
I figured if you really want to know better, then you would add to the home screen. And then if you want to get on, bam, straight to the goodness. So that was my thinking. You guys let me know what you think, because again, this is our show. I want to get your feedback on things. What do you think about that idea? Want to get people to the music. That's the most important thing, and the show. And if they want to know more and engage more, then they can. You know what I mean? So low barrier entry into the goodness. That's what I'm trying to do here. All right, real quick, a couple of things. Happy birthday to Rakim and Anthony Hamilton. I found this pretty interesting. Happy birthday to Bessie, Queen Bess Coleman. Her birthday was on Thursday, the 26th. Now, Bessie Coleman she was born January 26th, 1892. She was an American civil aviator and also one of like stunt pilots. She was the first woman of African American descent and the first of Native American descent to hold a pilot license. She achieved her international pilot's license in 1921. Born to a family of sharecroppers in Texas, she went into the cotton fields at a young age, but also studied in a small segregated school and went on to attend one term of college at Langston University. She developed an early interest in flying, but because neither African Americans nor women had flight school opportunities in the United States, she saved up money to go to France to become a licensed pilot. She soon became a successful air show pilot in the United States and hoped to start a school for African-American flyers. And she died in a plane crash in 1926 while testing a new aircraft. Her pioneering role was an inspiration to early pilots and to the African-American community. Now, what's cool is, in the 1920s, in Orlando, Florida, on a speaking tour, she met Reverend Hezekiah Hill and his wife, Viola, community activists who invited her to stay with them at the parsonage of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church on Washington Street in the neighborhood of Paramore. So right out here, Paramore. A local street was renamed Bessie Coleman Street in her honor in 2013. Now, the couple who treated her as a daughter persuaded her to stay, and Coleman opened a beauty shop in Orlando to earn extra money to buy her own plane. So there's some Orlando goodness in there, so I thought I would share. It's kind of awesome. All right, cool. So we got a bunch of joints. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things that have been going on and stuff. So, yeah. All right. So don't forget, next week, actually, yeah. Next week, the first week in February, we're going to be paying homage to both J Dilla and Nujabes, as we normally do, for their birthday on the 7th. So what we'd like to do is get your favorite Nujabes and J Dilla tracks. So you go to the website, knowbetterhiphop.com. On the main page, there's a thing that says, what's your favorite J Dilla and or Nujabes tracks? You press the answer in your own voice. A screen will pop up. You can record a 30-second message. And if you keep it clean, then we can play it on the show next week while we're playing Nujabes and J Dilla joints. So, like, again, 2017 is about getting you guys as involved as much into the show. So we're trying to build this thing here, and so hopefully you guys partake. So, yeah. So another way right now, also, Operation Know Better. We're on air, you know what I mean? So if you could call, tell, tweet, yell outside your window, Facebook, whatever. Let somebody know that, you know, we're on air, and we're trying to bring some of this goodness. So, again, knowbetterhiphop.com. That is knowbetterhiphop.com. And, Beat, anybody in the chat room?
I can't see anybody.
No? Okay. No. Hopefully people aren't stuck on that first page. Hopefully they see the whole click here to know better.
I'm goodness. So,
all right. Again, so thank you guys for tuning into our show. The second poll is up. So we do our Choose Our Own Adventures. So two sets of artists. You let us know what you want to hear, and then we play it. So we're about to set it up, though, right now with some goodness. Up next, we got some goodness coming up from Joey Badham, Toki Monster, Anderson .Paak, remix that Exile did for them, Odyssey, brand new Odyssey joint, Gabriel Garzon Montano, joint is crazy. It keeps replaying in my head, joint is nuts. I got some new Denzel Curry off his joint, Ali, and his joint from Cree. We played the joint, we played the original before, but we got this Rosewater Cuts remix, and it starts off kind of slow, but when it hits, it's awesome. So, and then we got some Kareem Riggins instrumental goodness, but we're gonna start off some homegrown Ozone Orlando hip hop. These are the good folks. Table for Three. The track is called Side Chain Theory, and like I said, when we come back, we're gonna talk about some other protests and things that are happening and what's been going on with those. All right, it's our show. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be right back. Say peace, Pete.
Peace.
Homegrown Ozone Orlando Hip Hop, Table for Three with Side Chain Theory. Thank you guys for tuning into our show, KnowBetterHipHop.com. All right, peace.
Never out of luck, what? Blinds on me from the mind, play the divide between the crowd and the one with the mic. Fist raised for past pain, the past days I prayed. The struggles that we overcame were never in vain. Simple and plain, no deranged plight for fame. Could douse my flame, I walk through the rain unfazed. Rhythm like a hurricane, turn it up. Set beats in motion and murder the cut. I just wanna see you vibe, I just wanna see you live. Look in my eyes and see the guy that strives to fly noon high. Over the confines of 9 to 5 to find time to tie the meaning of life and rhyme. Oh yeah, it's a hell of a grind. On a scenic route, on a road to you. In an 80-proof groove, getting used to it. Sometimes the vice is the muse. Sometimes the juice run a fool. Exceeding all limits, all in is a premise. If I got it, then I'll give it and I'll live it if you listen. This misfit mixed in with crooks and vixens. Bent with a mission to fix this sickness.
If you really feel me, throw your hands high. I just wanna see you move. So close your eyes, take this ride. Cause we do this just for you. I just wanna see you. I just wanna see you.
I just wanna see those hands for me.
Yeah. If the hype from the anthem dies down, will you still be standing to the side of me? Reach out your hand, let me pull you close and dry those tears you cried for me. Tug on your heartstrings, strum on your heartstrings, and make a song sweeter than I've ever heard. Cause multi-syllabic, slightly multifaceted rhythm and melody leaving my words. At the end of the night, if those flashing lights are just too much for me, would you hate me, would you blame me, or would you put it to the side and have love for me? Would I let you down if I thought I wouldn't make it? It slips through my hands and I say I can't take it. Look me in the eyes, I don't think I can face it. Set the bar high, I won't top it, I'll break it. If my career starts to flatline, somebody give me the paddles. I see literal and metaphysical bars. My mind often stuck in these shackles. So give me a second to breathe.
Hold up.
I'm overwhelmed by all the screams.
Hold up.
I thought I would peak on the way to my dreams. Won't say I'm the bomb, but I see smithereens.
If you really feel me, throw your hands high. I just wanna see you move. So close your eyes, take this ride. Cause we do this just for you. I just wanna see 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 those hands.
Now dance for me.
Yeah.
Don't let me fall to the wayside of anything. Let me just fall to the praises of many. Don't let my lips be the poison if anything. Let me just be the one reason they feel it. Forget everything if my vocals are willing to pull the plug. If every heart wasn't in it. Forget everything if my logic appealing to pull the plug. If every heart wasn't in it. Feeling is mutual. Every noun verbal's on purpose as usual. Slap a vein, fill the syringe up with lyrical. Follow the meaning, connect to your spiritual. If I followed up with some more stuff like that, maybe a couple words to some butter cat. Maybe I'm far from the typical stuff like that. Maybe a different cloth. Maybe I'm built like that, follow that.
This is where it can get hectic if you do not follow the message. I'm really irrelevant, this is where it can lose relevance. I do not write this all down, but the hell of it,
hell of it.
It's you to think out the box of it,
hell of it.
It's you to think you can fly, my checks won't be the reason. I'm standing on stage with my lyrics, don't keep them off screaming my name.
Say, look how the people gather round when you finally came up. Boy, you came up, put it down for 'em. You made the city so proud of you, boy, you came up. Boy, you came up, put it down for anybody who ever doubted you. They gotta pay up, gotta pay up, put it down for 'em. Still with you day one, still can't forget where you came from. Where you came from, put it down for 'em. Working like a steel, like a cycle steel. Working like a cycle steel. Working like a put it down. Look how the people gather round when you finally came up. Boy, you came up, put it down. You make the city so proud of you. Boy, you came up. Boy, you came up, put it down for them.
Less and less of them.
Nah, like really.
Promise to bring them back and that problem gets the vote.
Nah.